So far, the preliminary reports show that we had 7 fatalities this year. The Highway Patrol investigated 6 of those fatalities. We also investigated 157 crashes that involved injuries, and there were a total for the patrol of 348 traffic crashes. We also arrested 155 people for driving while intoxicated over the counting period.
When you look at that, I know any number of deaths is too many, but 7, comparatively speaking, seems to be fewer than normal.
Well, so far, and of course, these numbers can change with the late deaths. So 7 is obviously better than the 11 that we had last year. However, we'll have to wait and see how it stacks up after the time frame of those fatalities that may occur 30 days after the crashes.
One of the interesting things I saw in the news release is no fatalities on the first day of the counting period, none on Friday.
Right. There were no fatalities reported during that time. And, of course, Friday, May the 27th, which was the peak travel day, and then the return day on Monday the 25th, we were taking part in the 10-mile trooper project, and we had troopers assigned roughly every 10 miles on the major highways, most of the interstates, as well as some of the secondary roads. So we're hoping that increased visibility helped to reduce the number of traffic violations and the number of crashes.
Now, is that just because when people see a trooper, they slow down or start paying more attention, or what exactly does the patrol think that does for traffic?
Well, anytime you have an increased presence of patrol cars out there, we know that most people, when they see that patrol car, they're going to drive in an appropriate manner. They're going to follow the speed limit. They're going to follow at a safe distance. They're going to pay attention. They're going to make sure that everybody in the car is buckled up or restrained in a child restraint. So by increasing that visibility, we hope that we can reduce the number of crashes in those areas.